cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
So we got a great read on the economy and an important part of our economy, and that is the group that kind of moves everything around. We did it in December. We wanted to have our next guest back for an update, and we're talking about the trucking industry.
Yeah, very pleased to have back with us once again Melissa Forman, president at TriumphPay, joining us via Zoom from Dallas, Texas. To remind everyone, TriumphPay is a payment platform. What it does is it connects brokers, shippers, and carriers. It's a division of TBK Bank, SSB, member FDIC, and part of the publicly traded Triumph Financial. Got about $1.5 billion market cap. Melissa, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good, Carol and Tim. How are you guys? Thank you for having me back.
We're doing pretty well. So we last spoke to you toward the end of the year last year, and I'm just wondering how things are going now and how things have changed since then.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we talked about last time is that we didn't see the seasonal peak that we typically do in October, November, December into the holidays, and things kind of were starting to hit a bottom. What we've seen on our side in that time frame, you know, through the beginning of January and into December, is it's starting to feel like it's flattening a little bit. So the average invoice prices seem to stabilize. And so we hope, we don't have a crystal ball, but we hope that it will hold fast and we'll start seeing things pick back up here in the next month or two.
But down from a year ago? Like, how is the best metric here? I always feel like because of the pandemic, everything is so a little bit foggy. So do you compare it to pre-pandemic levels, kind of where we are?
We do. So yes, when you look at pre-pandemic levels, and I can't quote exactly, you know, this week where they're at, but what an average invoice price for a spot market over the road trucker's invoice would be around $1,600. So now we're seeing that right around $2,050. Which is far better than what we saw pre-pandemic, but certainly not as good as the, you know, the peaks that we hit a year or so ago when it was hitting 2,600. So it feels like it's rough. But again, what we have to remember is what's changed since pre-pandemic is the cost of fuel, the cost of equipment, the cost of financing with the Fed rate increases and all those hikes and how they impact drivers' ability to operate their business. So it has become more expensive for them to operate their business than it was pre-pandemic. And so, you know, I certainly can't imagine that we could get much lower than the $2, you know, $2 per mile for a driver or carrier to even be able to operate.
What about when it comes to supply of drivers and carriers? Is it still difficult? Are you still having trouble finding people?
There are, and a lot of that, you know, the reasons differ, right, from season to season and what's happening in the industry. And, you know, right now there's a lot of drivers that are saying, I'm going to park my truck. I'm not going to operate at a loss. And so they're able to park it, put it on the fence and go do something else while they wait it out. And so you see a lot of authorities coming out of the market. And then as soon as things pick back up, you'll start to see them come back in.
Melissa, right? that sounds inflationary to me. That sounds exactly like what the Fed is worried about.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So how much more would people have to pay in order to get these drivers off the sidelines? And how do we see those higher payments actually go, you know, trickle into the economy in terms of higher prices for us, which, again, is what the Fed is worried about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you look at their cost to operate, you know, trucking companies historically have made, you know, a 10 to 15, 18 on a good year percent margin. Right now they're running at 0 or 3 to 5% margins for the smaller guys. And so we just need them to be able to make money again, right? They need to be able to be profitable. They need to be able to operate their businesses. And so all the inflationary cost increases for equipment and fuel, et cetera, is really what's causing them to have these issues. And so how do we fix that, right? We've got to get the cost of fuel down.
How do you make money on, if you're getting $2 per mile, your operational costs, how does a trucker make money? Help me understand the math here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the majority of that is going towards fuel and the equipment and the cost of the driver's, you know, salary. And so it's difficult. Again, like right now is, you know, 3%, 5%, 8% margins are a push. And so it's difficult to make money. And that's why you see a lot of carriers coming out.
I want to talk autonomous trucks with mm-hmm. you once again. We're not seeing them on the roads, you know, despite the fact that Tesla... Well, we do see, a couple of those, but I mean, they're not widespread by any means right now. How do you think about autonomous trucks in your work, and to what extent should we think about them as consumers, and should drivers think about being replaced?
Yeah, again, as I said last time, we're a long ways out. Before
no difference in 2 months?
No, difference. I don't think we're anywhere close to having drivers on the road or autonomous trucks on the road without drivers in there controlling them. There are certainly applications for point-to-point pickup, such in ports and such, where you can have equipment do that, but that's because you don't have the variables of the open road. Our drivers are phenomenal at navigating our interstates, our infrastructure in the state that it's in, and dealing with other people and anomalies that they face with, you know, a 52-foot trailer behind them that's fully loaded. And so will there be an application someday that allows us to alleviate a driver shortage? Yes, but then it's going to create other opportunities. You know, somebody's going to be, and I imagine, you know, behind a joystick on a computer game, you know, helping navigate these trucks through the city. And it's just going to change the way we see things, but I don't see it taking trucks off the road completely.
Yeah, it's one of the themes we talked, robotic, right? Trucking specifically with mm-hmm. Amazon, with Kathy Wood recently. Hey, what you are seeing, Melissa, from... truckers, what does it tell you about the economy right now? Is it a little bit up in the air? Is the glass more half full? Is the glass more half empty?
Well, I think I saw the report that GDP was up a little bit in the last report. We do see, you know, folks have shifted their spending to more experiences than consumer products. Again, we talked about that a couple months ago. And, you know, I feel like it feels to me that it's stabilizing. We're starting to see some, you know, orders go up a little bit to bring product across, you know, import products into our warehouses. And so you're starting to see some signs of that coming back. But I think it's too early to tell right now as to how deep we're going to go or when it's going to turn that corner.
But you say recession.
Feels that way.
Okay.
Okay, so what about the question sort of a different way when it comes to just inflation? Because speaking to you and understanding the shortages, understanding the drivers are going on the sidelines because they can't make money, do you feel like the Fed, and I know we're not talking, you know, Federal Reserve policy here, but that's what we talked about last week. So do you feel like the Fed is I don't want to ask you if they're making the right decision, but does it seem like to you inflation is coming down?
You know, I could not answer that question, Tim. I don't know enough about the financing side of it and how all those levers that can be pulled affect.
But what about just from where you're sitting, just your perch?
Mm-hmm. So for TriumphPay, we feel like, and for the industry, while there is some slowing and it has been some slowing that's happening, we feel like it's flattened out. And so from the view that we have, it starts to feel like things are leveling, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to start to see some more normalization in the industry. But looking at that lens from, you know, a 4 to 6 week view is too short to be able to make a call. And so we have seen, you know, average invoice prices fluctuate from week to week pretty substantially from all the different indicators, you know, different things that happen in the industry, whether it's weather related or inflationary related. And so it's just a very volatile market. And, you know, we will continue to be here and support carriers through the process and brokers through the process so that we can make sure that their businesses are ready right, to address that volatility. And that's what Triumph Pay does.
All right. Melissa Forman, president of Triumph Pay, joining us via Zoom from Dallas, Texas, with a check on the trucking industry.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.